Good morning. Today is August the 14th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we'd like to share some verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, Paul writes, "And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, these words that the Apostle Paul has written to the people at Corinth, I think today we need to relive in our hearts. He begins in verse number 1 in speaking to them that he did not come with superiority of speech. In other words, he did not come to them with special words, maybe large words we may call those, words that may the people hear and say, "Wow, this is a very learned man. Wow, this is a man that truly knows all of this information that he's teaching and preaching to us." No, that is not at all how the Apostle Paul came upon the people and spoke to them about the power and the love of Jesus Christ and His gospel. He says here that I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For he says in verse number 2, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." What a powerful word Paul gives them. You know, beloved, in our lives this day as Christians, as believers, as well, that's what we come before this world with, nothing except the knowledge and the wisdom of knowing that Jesus Christ and His crucifixion, His death, His burial, His resurrection, His price that He paid for the sin debt that you and I and this true world owed. You know, Paul continues in verse number 3, he says, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." I'm sure Paul was humble and broken as he come before the people, as each of us should be as we come before God each and every day of our life. For the needs and the areas of life that God provides and blesses us with, and the people that God, beloved, places each day in our path, we should understand that the ones that we stand before and the works that we do are those of God in the calling that God has placed in our life. You know, God places gifts in your life and God places gifts in my life to use every day and to be used by God to bring glory and praise and honor each and every day upon His precious and holy name. And that's what Paul, I believe, was speaking of here. "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." So many times we have fear when we come before one that we know that needs prayer. So many times maybe you may have fear when you come to pray with someone, or you may see someone with a need and you stop and think before you approach them, maybe a friend, a loved one, maybe even a family member, maybe a spouse. But maybe you've thought about many times praying with someone. Maybe you've thought about many times maybe calling someone up and just letting them know about the love of Christ and maybe sharing the simple gospel message with them of how much God loves them, how He sent His Son to die on their behalf. But yet, as you think about it more, the enemy comes at you and the enemy declares to you, "You don't understand this. You don't have no knowledge of this. You might as well stay back and stay quiet." But I think Paul tells us in these words that he felt the same as he come before the people here in Corinth. He says that, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." God's word gives us the authority, and through the salvation and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, beloved, God has called you. God has redeemed you and I today to go out and do the work and share the gospel message with the people of this world. Paul says as well in verse number 4, he says, "And my message," in other words, the thought and the conversation that Paul had with these people, says, "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power," of God's power Paul speaks about, the power of the Holy Ghost today that dwells within your heart and my heart today as believers. So many times I think we want to rely and we seem to reach inwardly instead of outwardly and upwardly towards God, seeking the power and the strength that we may need to share the truth of the gospel message with someone else. Maybe someone that you know, maybe your closest friend, maybe someone that you care about so, so very greatly, but yet you seem to have trouble finding the courage and finding the action to go up to them and asking them, "Do you know Christ? Do you know about Jesus today?" Maybe asking them an open question may be a good way to start the conversation. Maybe walking up to them and letting them know how much you really, really care about their soul and mean it with humbleness and humility. Ask Christ to give you that help today if that's the situation in your life, beloved, today, and if God's asked you to speak to someone else's heart. He says in verse number 5, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Beloved, every one of us today have been given an assignment by God to go forth and share His word, to share His truth with the world. You know, the power that we have within us today is that of God Himself. The power that we have today that we need to come before others is truly the strength that only God can give and that only God can provide to you and I. I trust this day that this will be a day that God takes away and God helps you and God strengthens you through this fear, through this trembling, as Paul spoke. And I ask you to seek God for the power and the strength that He has today for you so that you may be a witness, so you may show and reveal the glory of God in someone else's life. I would ask you, if you would now, to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's just seek the Lord God for the strength that we need for this day. Father, we come before You this day in Jesus' name. Father, we truly thank You for just waking us up this morning. We thank You for the very breath of life, God, that today we have in our being. We would ask You, God, just as the Apostle Paul spoke, we would ask You, God, to give us strength, give us humbleness, give us humility, Father. Let us receive and let us feel the power of a glorious and a righteous and a mighty God today, Father, that we need. We need so desperately, God, in our hearts to share Your message and Your gospel with this lost and this dying world. Father, I would ask today that You would just bestow in each one of us, Father, the boldness and the truth, God, that we need so that we may share this gospel message with those out here in this world today, Father. Lord, I would ask You to allow us to have the discernment, Father, that we need today, Father, to go to those, Father, we know that are lost, to go to those ones we know, God, that are walking waywardly, those that are walking maybe that wide path of destruction, God, that Your word speaks of. Those may be, Father, that are living their lives on the edge of eternity, Father, but we know in our hearts and our lives that the edge of eternity that they live on is the edge of hell. Father, we would just ask You today to just provide us the boldness and the authority given in Your word today, Father, just to share this gospel message, Father, today to maybe a friend, maybe the family member, God, that we know that today needs to hear this word. Maybe one today going through a valley. Maybe one today, Father, that we know of that just truly needs the truth, that has gone wayward and stepped outside of the will. I would ask You, Father, today that You would help them and You would help us today, God, to be that salt and that light and that witness, God, before You. Lord, we do thank You for Your strength. We do thank You for Your power, as the Apostle Paul spoke. We would ask You, Father, today just allow us to be a strong, a mighty, and a truthful witness, God, for those around us that we love and those that we know that without You, Father, surely, Father, we'll spend eternity in hell. God, today, we just trust You. God, today, we just seek after Your perfect will and Your peace. Father, would also ask You today that You would touch those that are sick and shut in, those that we know, Father, today that just need a special touch from a righteous and a mighty God. Father, we would pray for those listening to this broadcast today that You would also lift them up. May You just undergird them, Father. May You strengthen them, Father, in their life and their spiritual walk. Father, would ask You to just bless us through this weekend, Father. Lord, may this Lord's Day, may we be in Your house, Father. May we be praising and worshiping You, Father, for all the many, many blessings of life, God, that You have provided us through this very week. Lord, I would just trust and pray that this will be the day of salvation in someone else's heart and life. May this be the day, Father, that someone turns away and takes their hands off of this world and rather places their hands on the cross in the love of Jesus Christ. And may the shed blood of Jesus Christ today, Father, may it be upon each and every one of our hearts, and may we seek after Your perfect will and Your peace that You have for us. Have Your right of way, Father, in all areas of our life, for today we come and we pray in that name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.